Good morning. It's 8:11 a.m. on Monday, March the 7th, 2016. I'm just a tad overdressed this morning. I'm dressed for 20 degrees instead of 40 degrees. It's a beautiful morning, sun's out. I'm wearing three layers and a parka, which is decidedly overkill. I'm not pushing very hard today. I'll be lucky to keep this under 25 minutes on the backside here. I've done so little walking that I don't dare push it too much. Just making the full 2 mile light loop is probably a bit of a stretch. But I got a little food in me. I got a kid homesick today. Mostly what she is overtired because old Mink stayed up too late. So, let's see. Exile did very well, still doing relatively well. The anthology's moving. Milk Run's not going as well. Although I did have a couple of epiphanies over the last few days, I need to get them moving. One of the problems that I ran into was, I probably mentioned it before, but it's still on my mind, so I'm going to talk about it some more. Look at this great setup. The setup is wonderful. I've got Pip and Ishmael moving over to, I think it was Jet, to get the Chernyakova overhauled, bring it up to snuff. Probably going to add a little bit extra. We've got, sometime in the past, 2363, so 15 years earlier, we've got Natalia leaving Port Newmar and has headed for toehold space. Now, originally, Milk Run was going to be more or less contemporary with Ashes. And then I realized that I can't do that because I don't know enough about what's going on out there. And I really want those smuggler's tales to be an important window to fill in some of the holes. The Facebook group has stumbled on some of the holes, some of the things that they don't know but assume to be true. We had a conversation like in the last 24 hours about other governments and how CPJCT doesn't own all the planets. Now that's true, CPJCT doesn't own all the planets. They only hold title in common for humanity for the CPJCT registered and settled systems. So while it's true they don't own all the planets, there's still a lot of planets that aren't even registered. There's still a lot of systems that aren't even registered, which may come into play later. There's also the reality that the corporations don't own the planets that they're on. They're just leased. And it's not the planets that are leased, it's the systems. So we actually saw that in action in Courtauchere with Marguerite, and in South Coast. I even kind of didn't really hang a lantern on it, but in South Coast there was also an important aspect about having the Manchester Yards in Marguerite. That being that Marguerite subleased some orbital space from the mining cooperative that has leased Marguerite, the Marguerite system. Now, we didn't actually get into the weeds in terms of the details, and I couldn't because Ishmael didn't really care. It didn't really matter to Ishmael's story. Still doesn't matter to Ishmael's story. But in terms of backstory, in terms of what's actually going on behind the scenes, there's a lot going on behind the scenes. The idea that planetary overseers, the corporate masters who lease the system and run the operations in the system, like on a planet, those people have exceptionally limited power and no authority. They have an agreement with CPJCT to keep certain aspects of the outer spheres off the orbitals around their planets. That's the only interdiction sphere. That's the only interdiction capability that the corporate lessors have. So the idea that there are galactic marines, yes, there are. Mostly they're ceremonial, which is something that most people don't know, which is why Ishmael thought, you know, well, if I'm going to be a marine, then I have to go kill and die. Really? He didn't actually look into that, did he? He just has this sort of general knowledge that's completely wrong. Not completely wrong, because they will go. There are some military. They're not big. But ground troops are largely moot to the CPJCT, because any individual planet is lost in rounding error. And that's the part I think that everybody's missing. A planet to CPJCT is a house. It's not even a town, it's a house. So if somebody takes over the house, it's nothing for CPJCT to drop kinetic strikes from orbit and wait 20 years for the dust to settle. There's also the reality of the fragility of the orbital platforms. The problem being that without the orbital platforms, without the shuttles having some place to go to, there's no way to get cargo off or on to the planet. And very few corporate planets are self-sustaining. St. Cloud probably could be, because they have the food and water, and with a little ingenuity could probably come up with fuel. There's certainly enough opportunity for biodiesel. But planets like Greenfields, not so much. Not so much. They really are interdependent, and they're focused they're specialized in whatever their product specialty is. So electronics, or in the case of St. Cloud, food. In the case of Marguerite, it's ores and metals, raw ores and refined metals. And they need food and water. A certain amount of water ice that they find. But food is, there are a lot of miners out there, and food is important to them. So the CPJCT, the orbitals are owned and operated by CPJCT. It's sort of the control tower that's owned and operated by the FAA here in the airport. And what happens on the ground is really what happens on the ground. There's some basic human rights kinds of issues. There's some basic contract labor terms that are required to maintain good relations with CPJCT and to keep your lease in good order. You can't have slaves. Although in some places it is very much like the company towns of the late 1800s, early 1900s in the U.S., where they paid labor, Monk Post, and then charged them rent for the houses and charged them at the company store, so that the amount that they earned was just about enough for them to come back next week and earn some more, because they couldn't get ahead enough to leave. That was certainly the case with Neris. That was certainly the case with Ishmael's mother. That was one of the reasons that she had no money. One of the reasons that after having been there for nearly 15 years, she had no significant amount of savings tucked away, because pretty much everything that she earned, she paid back out again. Ooh, tree trimming. So there's a lot of misconceptions about the CPJCT, and they're largely laissez-faire governance, because they don't really govern, they administer. Which begs the question, who votes for the committee members, CPJCT committee members? Because Jeff Maloney was a voice of the common spacer, according to the propaganda. And the question is, really, was he? I don't know. It seems to be the general belief. He certainly seemed to be fair. The Federated Freight people are very much a large corporation. They take care of their people. They want to keep their people because they don't want to have a lot of turnover, because turnover is expensive, and it's cheaper for them to have officers like Benjamin Maxwell and Al Chacon. Than to lose them and turn them over as rapidly as DST. Although DST had, except for a couple of bad apples, they didn't have a lot of turnover at the higher levels. And all ships have a fair amount of turnover at the lower. So yeah, it's not Where are we going to go here? We got two ladies and two dogs, and it's not the sort of utopia. Good morning. Good morning. It's not the sort of utopia that Ishmael thinks. It's also not. It's also not evil. It's also not one of those places where they're out to take everything they can from the little guy. Because the reality is they already have way more than they need. And they work really hard to not work very hard. So the CPJCT is really the administrator. They're really the overseer. They're really the people who try to keep the playing field relatively equal across all of the CPJCT controlled space. The big ring of systems in the Western Annex that, when looked at from one side, looked at from the top, looks like one large necklace around a big empty hole. When in reality it's not quite that way in terms of being a flat plane across a vast corner of the galaxy, the Milky Way galaxy. So what is going on out in CPJCT land and toehold space? And I think the answer is actually simpler than even I might suspect. Because there is a reality. There is a tacit acknowledgement in terms of policy and practice, that the CPJCT needs toehold space. And toehold space needs CPJCT. There's a kind of a yin and yang thing going. It's not a political one. It's not like states' rights versus the feds or anything. It's much more a social one. Because CPJCT space rewards certain kinds of behavior, certain kinds of people, certain kinds of activities. The people who have trouble with authority, who have trouble with adopting and adapting to cultural mores, those people need a place to go. Now, in the U.S., we send them to jail. In the CPJCT, they have a pressure valve, and it's called toehold space. So people who are unable to adapt to CPJCT's level of control, to their rules and regulations, the disparaging comments about Joint Committee on Everything, those people have a place to go. And out there, out in toehold space, the cultural norms are contained within a system. So there are many different cultural norm levels. So those people who have to have a certain level of authority, or they're not comfortable. Those people who need to be living, who need to be living in a fascist regime, can be. And they can go there and live there, and the strong man will keep them safe. Those who want a more representative form of government, they can go there. There are systems that have those that are run by something that we might more recognizably identify as a government. People who just want to see it burn can go there, because there are anarchists and libertarians and all of the other kinds of behaviors and psychologies that have not been seen in CPJCT. Although I'm sure they're there. They are there. People are people. And there's broad spectrums. But they become dangerous when they get towards the ends. And it's the people on the ends that go to the toehold space. So CPJCT does not want to control toehold space. They want to leave it open. Because toehold space deals with problems that CPJCT doesn't want to deal with. So if somebody is a murdering scum, they take a one-way trip through the airlock without a suit, and problem solved. Or they team up with other murdering scum who try to practice their art against people who are more than able to defend themselves against them. Which is not the case necessarily with CPJCT groups. So anyway, I certainly found enough to talk about. I didn't think I was going to. But I did. 22 minutes. But I am at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.